Hello and welcome to Gamify Your Life with your host Anirudh Sharivu. Thank you so much for dropping by. In this episode, we are going to talk about how to speed up your outcomes for your goals. How would your life be if you can speed up your outcome? Learning things faster and acquiring skills faster. What would be the qualitative difference in the way you experience success? The best gift you can give yourself is the gift of time. When you have time working for you, you impact your life and the lives of others deeply. How do we tame time? As Harvey McKay, a renowned businessman, rightly put it, time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you've lost it, you can never get it back. Let's dissect it a little further. The way we use time determines its price for you. You use it in petty tasks. Most times you end up getting nothing. Gifting yourself time means accomplishing things faster so you could utilize the rest of the time for something even more productive. One of the ways to gift yourself time is to strategize effectively. Planning can be challenging, but learning to plan well will reduce the time it takes to accomplish a goal smartly. Most people do not achieve their goals or often give up too soon because they don't have a plan in place. If you feel it is taking too long to achieve your goal, you know where to look now. Your strategy. Devise a strategy before you begin taking up your goal or even you're halfway through your goal. Most importantly, your strategy must be adaptive, meaning it must evolve with minor alterations while keeping an eye at the speed and direction of your progress. If your strategy is brittle, your endeavor breaks when things don't work in your favor. Make planning and strategy an integral part of your goal-seeking experience. This will help you examine and quantify your progress very closely, and quantifying your progress is the key here. Another way to speed up your goal achievement is by learning how to learn better and more effectively. For example, if you want to learn how to play piano, spend some time knowing how to learn to play piano. The guide sheets, the pro tips, or learning from those who have been playing for a couple of decades. Games offer a distinct way to sustain players' attention by incorporating what is called an engagement loop. It is simply a cycle that players go through as they play. Let's take the game Clash of Clans for example. The engagement loop goes like this: construct buildings, collect resources, train army, and battle. As you keep collecting resources, you can construct more buildings or upgrade them and train a better army. In case of learning to play piano, here's how you can create your own engagement loop. Learn keys or chords, practice, and play tunes. These are the key actions that, when interrelated, will create an effective engagement loop that you can engage in while you're learning. This process becomes a loop in itself. While practicing, you can correct mistakes you make, and this will be reduced when you repeat your practice regularly to condition your mind and fingers to play faster, fostering musical intelligence. So, creating your own engagement loop will help you learn faster. In a sense, there are three ways to speed up the outcomes of your goals. Number one, have an adaptive strategy in place and make planning a part of your success. Number two, learn how to learn something as it gives you the right pro tips to pace up your learning. Number three, create your own engagement loop for your goal. It'll help you get into the state of flow. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I hope to see you in the very next episode of Gamify Your Life. And remember to live gamefully.